online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Mante Falkenstein.
£100 million is going to be spent on a plan to stop homelessness in England by 2027. As part of the government's new plan, just under a third of that cash will go on supporting the mental health of rough sleepers. Mike Barrett runs the homeless charity Porchlight, based here in Kent. He says the extra cash will definitely help.
We have to address the fact that people have mental health problems that are quite, in some cases, quite entrenched, and some cases they can be sorted out with early intervention. And that, again, is clear from what the government are talking about.
But Shadow Housing Minister Sarah Jones thinks it's not enough.
The investment that they're announcing is a drop in the ocean compared to the cuts that have already been made to affordable housing, to social benefits, and to the services that we need to provide to people who are homeless to try and get them off the streets.
KM FM News.
Police are looking for a cyclist in Ashford who's thought to have exposed himself to two teenage girls close to a school. The girls were walking near the John Wallace School in Millbank Road on Saturday afternoon when a man on a white mountain bike rode past them twice. On the second occasion, he stopped and flashed them. He's been described as white, between 30 and 35, with short, spiky, dark brown hair and of medium build. A man's been taken to hospital after being robbed and threatened with a knife in Medway. He was on his way home when two men came up to him on Gillingham High Street with their hoods up in the early hours of yesterday. The suspects took his phone and bank card. He wasn't injured. A man's been arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving following a chase involving a police helicopter near Canterbury. A car reportedly failed to stop for officers on the A28 Canterbury Road at Chartham last night, and the suspect was detained near Chilham train station. A 41-year-old from Whitstable remains in custody. Boris Johnson's latest newspaper column's out and avoids the subject of criticism he's facing over comments he made about the burqa. The former foreign secretary's faced backlash after saying women who wear the veils look like letterboxers and bank robbers. Sky's political correspondent Lewis Goodall says there are logical reasons why he's not saying anything.
Bizarrely, you might think, Boris Johnson has emerged from this as the victim. Even though he was the one who initially made the rather off-colour jokes, he has managed to cast himself as a result of it as a champion of free speech. Not least because, of course, as well, he is now subject to a Conservative Party inquiry.
A group of travellers who moved onto Moat Park and Maidstone last week have been ordered to leave immediately. Maidstone Magistrates Court was told there were 14 caravans, plus a number of dogs, quad bikes and road bikes in the park. The travellers are believed to have come from Surrey. When asked how they got there, officers said there was a sign of a break-in as the lock to one of the park gates was broken. Part of the M20 will be closed overnight this week because of roadworks. The stretch between junctions 5 for Maidstone and 7 for Sittingbourne will be shut coastbound from 9 p.m. through till 6 a.m. for 5 nights starting tonight. Drivers are being warned to expect disruption. And new numbers show a quarter of young adults are moving back to their family home. Older children are living at 4.5 million houses in the UK, mainly down to financial pressures and trying to save for their own space.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Athletics and Great Britain have finished top of the medal table at the European Championships. Ishmael's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
The men's and women's 4x100m relay teams each won gold in Berlin after Laura Muir finished first in the 1500m. Sprinter Dina Asher-Smith made it a hat-trick of victories after success in the 100 and 200 finals. Adam Jamili also picked up a gold medal in the men's relay. Cricket, and the Kent coach says they didn't play their best game in the T20 Blast last night, despite beating Middlesex with just 3 balls to spare. Half centuries from Alex Blake and Daniel Bell Drummond helped the Spitfires to victory. Matt Walker says no match in this format is easy.
Yeah, you play the bottom side, but it means nothing in this competition. I think sometimes it can be just as dangerous playing a side with nothing to lose out of the competition as it is to a side that are winning it and you know, flying at the top. So we had to make sure we were on it.
They're up against Somerset next at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury on Thursday. Tennis, and British number one Carl Edmonds into the second round of the Cincinnati Masters after beating America's Mackenzie McDonald in straight sets. Andy Murray continues his comeback from hip surgery later when he plays Frenchman Lucas Pouy. And British women's number one Johanna Konta is also up against Belarusian Arina Sabalenka.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.